Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, For What I Have Failed to Do.
A reading from the prophet Amos. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath, that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly for silver, and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward. The steward said to himself, What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes. He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, How much do you owe, my master? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another the steward said, And you, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. The Gospel of the Lord. There was a nice guy. He died and gets to the pearly gates, and there's St. Peter and says, Well, what's your name? He says, Jerry. And he says, Jerry, he starts looking over the books. St. Peter's looking for him and seems to be a problem. And Jerry says, Well, there can't be a problem. I didn't do anything. And St. Peter says, Yes, I know. I'm looking at the books, and that's exactly the problem. You didn't do anything. Whoa. Well, this Sunday's readings remind me of the question of accountability, of doing something. You know, in the first reading, God tells the great social justice prophet Amos that he will never forget a thing that the Israelites have done by their ill treatment of the poor. They went on praying at this great shrine at Bethel, and then they would return to their cheating behavior back in the market, taking advantage of the poor. And God says he will hold them accountable. Very similar kind of situation, you might say, in the Gospel of Luke. A rich man fires his steward for cheating and demands a full account, accountability. He wants to know that, you know, what he's actually been doing. And here this man then, who cheats, writes a report by having his debtors write off the debts. you might say the irony here is that the rich man in Luke's gospel is always, you know, a cheating rip-off artist, you know, especially with limited goods for the poor in those days. So the rich are not very kindly seen in Luke's gospel. And then he is ripped off himself by one of his slaves who outwits him at his own game. That's kind of strange. I'm not sure there are any heroes in this parable. All are evil, you might say, but at least the slave takes advantage of his master. The question is, are we disciples of Jesus as wise and crafty, and shrewd and creative, and as hardworking at doing good as these kinds of cheaters are when it comes to doing evil? I think that's the question that Jesus is often asked, actually. He says, are we as wise as serpents? You know, are we the children of light doing as much hard work as these corrupt evil people? They seem to know how to take care of each other. Or do we just do nothing, really? Not very proactive in our working for the reign of God at all. I mean, like Jerry before St. Peter, nice guy, might be nice, thinking, well, I haven't done anything. But that's the problem. He hasn't done anything, not even anything good. You know, we often begin Mass with this Confiteor prayer. It's such a beautiful prayer of confession, confessing the sins that we have done and in what we have failed to do. We often fail to do in our Christian ministry, in our Christian vocation. We may not be cheaters over money. We may not be as bad as those characters in today's scripture, in Israel, or in the rich and crafty slave. But we may be lax in really doing some good planning and working and creativity and organizing our lives as Christians instead of just kind of floating along, as those other corrupt, lying cheaters are very good at writing their accounts. So it's kind of a question, I think, for us when we see these kinds of readings. Our Christian behavior, is there any accountability for us doing anything or the lack of doing anything? We cannot be like the children of this world, light Christians, like some sort of light beverage, light coffee, light Coke. Light Christians are nice people. They come home from church like the Israelites came back from the temple, and we just go back to kind of like doing nothing except maybe reacting when we're called upon, but not proacting. So let's plan to do something, especially for the poor. Something creative, shrewd, wise as serpents, as children of the light. Something like what the Jesuits say, having a faith that does justice. And maybe even in a non-blasphemous kind of humorous way, I would say, for Christ's sake, do something. Do something for Christ's sake.